Well, howdy people. This is Solo Man, a few beers later. Femons have actually destroyed themselves and lost so much. They've lost the respect that man had for femons. They've lost the chivalry that men did for femons. It's far too dangerous now. Mostly all younger femons now are mentally unstable and are terribly unhappy, even though their Facebook page says they're having a great time with the old standard pout. And most of the Western women have lost the one thing that made them a femon. That isn't big breasts or big ass or a pretty face. Because all those things they can get. They can make their breasts bigger. They can have implants in their buttocks. They can pile the makeup on thicker and thicker. But it's all just fakery, isn't it? No, most of the Western women have lost the one thing, and that's called feminine. The Asian women still have it. And the funny thing is, it's something that's given to them at birth by nature. And it's very sad to see that most Western women don't even know what feminine is anymore, because they're all trying to be like men. The thing is that opposites attract. And that's what nature intended. And feminine is the most attractive thing a woman has. Sorry, had. And they're completely unaware. It's that what made them attractive to man. And I say that because I'm a fairly old man now, but feminine women have always attracted me. And they don't even have to be that attractive. If they're feminine, that's enough. But the world's gone topsy-turvy, hasn't it? They're breeding masculinity out of men, and they're breeding femininity out of women. And as we see, it's disastrous, isn't it? You can no more go against nature than stop the tide from coming in. And the only good thing that can come out of it is the population will go down on a crowded planet. And as I said before, I always say man's arrogance. But I have yet to find a man more arrogant than any femon I've ever met. The war of the sexes has already been won. Just take a look at the man's life now. His life's been enhanced, where the femon's lives are in a mess. There is some good news for very rare femons, the ones that are not overweight, are naturally attractive, and above all are feminine. They aren't saying where all the nice guys gone, because they're with one. And those type of femons that don't have a man yet have plenty of suitors. Wake up and smell the coffee, femons. It's time to eat crow. Take it easy, guys.